Welcome to More Than Music. My name is Brian, and I'm the worship leader over at Waleska First Baptist Church, here connecting songs with scripture and lyrics to your life. Today, we're examining a New Year's song called Justified by Faith Alone. This was written by Jacob Daniel Bond of the band Thief to King in 2020. So this is a bit of a newer one. I heard this song on Spotify. Now, if you don't know what Spotify is, it is a music streaming app. So it's just a kind of a music player. You kind of pick a couple of artists that you like, and it'll just start throwing in random songs for you from different artists. And this is a tool that I use as a worship leader to listen and find new music for us and our church, but also to find artists that I like. And this is something anybody can have. It's not just for worship leaders. So if you want an account, get yourself a Spotify account and listen to all the kind of music you like. On Spotify, I heard this song and immediately had to save it because this sounded like scripture. And when a song sounds like the Bible, I immediately perk up. This is the type of stuff I want our church to sing. I want our church to sing the Bible. That is like a thing for me, okay? There is nothing better that we can sing than the Word of God, like period. So when I hear scripture pop out on music, I'm just like, oh boy, yay. It's just like a dog. I start wagging my tail. I'm excited. So I wanted to tell you a little bit about this band, Thief to King, before we get going with this song, because I had never heard of them before. So there are a lot of big names that we sing in our churches. Chris Tomlin, Casting Crowns. These guys are established. They have their fan bases. They've been around for many years. Thief to King is one of those newer artists, and I had never heard of them before I heard this song on Spotify. So I wanted to look them up a bit. They didn't have any website official. They have a YouTube channel, a Facebook page, and an Instagram, and a couple other things. Let me share with you their mission statement for this band. This will encourage you. From their YouTube channel, this is what Thief to King has to say about itself. Thief to King exists for the purpose of writing songs to echo the precious truth of Scripture, to herald the gospel for the glory of God. Thief to King is committed to composing Bible-saturated lyrics that magnify the person and work of Christ, highlight the character of God by the power of the Holy Spirit. That sounds like the kind of artist that I want to put in our church, man. I am excited to be bringing this to us. I'm so thankful I get the opportunity to support an artist with this mission. People who are interested in celebrating God's Word. That is our mission at Waleska First Baptist Church, strengthening Christ Church by celebrating God's Word. And what better way to celebrate God's Word than with songs about God's Word? Yay, yay, yay. Okay, I need to quit ranting so that we can get on with this podcast. I am just excited. Before I even read the lyrics to this song, I want to start us in Romans chapter 3. And I'm going to read Romans chapter 3, verses 10 through 31. I'm going to read out of the NASB translation. The reason I'm doing this at this front end is because this song is so loaded down with scripture from Romans 3, it's just going to be better for me just to read it up front, and then you'll get it the rest of the little tidbits on the way through the song. Romans 3 says this, "As it is written, there is no righteous person, not even one. There is no one who understands. There is no one who seeks out God. They have all turned aside. Together they have become corrupt. There is no one who does good. There is not even one. Their throat is an open grave. With their tongues they keep deceiving. The venom of asps is under their lips. Their mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. Their feet are swift to shed blood. Destruction and misery are in their paths, and they have not known the way of peace. There is no fear of God before their eyes. Now we know that whatever the law says, it speaks to those who are under the law, so that every mouth may be closed and all the world may become accountable to God. Because by the works of the law, none of mankind will be justified in his sight. For through the law comes knowledge of sin. But now, apart from the law, the righteousness of God has been revealed, being witnessed by the law and the prophets. But it is the righteousness of God, through faith in Jesus Christ, for all those who believe. For there is no distinction, for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, being justified as a gift by His grace through the redemption which is in Christ Jesus, whom God displayed publicly as a propitiation in his blood through faith. This was to demonstrate his righteousness, because in God's merciful restraint, he let the sins previously committed go unpunished. For the demonstration, that is, of his righteousness at the present time, so that he would be just and the justifier of the one who has faith in Jesus. Where then is boasting? It has been excluded. By what kind of law? Of works? No, but by a law of faith. For we maintain that a person is justified by faith apart from works of the law. Or is God the God of Jews only? Is he not the God of Gentiles also? Yes, of Gentiles also. Since indeed God, who will justify the circumcised by faith and the uncircumcised through faith, is one. Do we then nullify the law through faith? Far from it. On the contrary, we establish the law. All right, that was a mouthful. That's Romans 3, chapter 3, verses 10 through 31. So let's get into these song lyrics now that we've read Romans 3. Now, verse 1, none is righteous, no, not one. All have turned and gone astray. The way of peace we had not known. What do you think this sounds like? Does that sound familiar to you now? Like, that is straight out of Romans 3. That's verses 10 through 12 there. As it is written, there is no righteous person, not even one. There is no one who understands. There is no one who seeks out God. They have all turned aside. Together they have become corrupt. There is none that does good, and there is not even one. And they have not known the way of peace. In verse 17, the way of peace we had not known. So this is straight out of Romans 3. Last line of verse 1 of the song says this, till sweetest grace we have been shown. I picked up this little bit in Ezra here. Ezra 9, chapter 9, verse 8 says this, but now, for a brief moment, grace has been shown from the Lord our God to leave us an escaped remnant and to give us a peg in his holy place, so that our God may enlighten our eyes and grant us a little reviving in our bondage. What a precious little thing there to remind us of how sweet God's grace is. Yep, we have a peg in his holy place. I think that's kind of cute there. Verse 2 of the song, while we were weak, at the right time for the ungodly, Christ would die. Romans 5:8 says this, but God demonstrates his own love towards us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. We were ungodly. For the ungodly, Christ would die. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. The third line of verse 2 of the song says, raised to life for our redemption. Ephesians 1:7 says, in him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our wrongdoings, according to the riches of his grace. The last line of verse 2 finishes, he would atone for all our sin. Indeed, indeed he would. The chorus of the song, Christ died absorbing wrath, the Son of God, in our stead. I thought that was really beautiful, in our stead, in our place. Very much like him dying in the place of Isaac. Romans 8:3 says this, for what the law could not do, weak as it was through the flesh, God did, sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh and as an offering for sin. He condemned sin in the flesh. And it goes on to say many wonderful things in Romans 8. Continue reading if you so please, but let me get back to the lyrics of the song here. So Christ died absorbing wrath, the Son of God in our stead, reconciled before his throne, justified by faith alone. Verses 22 through 24 of Romans 3 say this. I'm going to say them again. But it is the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ for all those who believe. For there is no distinction, for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, being justified as a gift by his grace through the redemption which is in Christ Jesus. And if we go even a little bit further, justified here appears in verse 26. For the demonstration, that is, of his righteousness at the present time, so that he would be just and the justifier of the one who has faith in Jesus. We are justified, and Christ Jesus is the justifier. Verse 3 of the song says this, there is no work of human hands to fulfill the law's commands. There is no penance to complete. Through Christ alone, we come and feast. There is no work of human hands to fulfill the law's commands. This is, again, Romans 3, 19 and 20 say this. Now we know that whatever the law says, it speaks to those who are under the law, so that every mouth may be closed and all the world may become accountable to God, because by the works of the law, none of mankind will be justified in his sight. For through the law comes the knowledge of sin. Ain't nobody going to be justified by the works of the laws. There is no work of human hands to fulfill the law's commands. Period. Verse 4 of the song says this. We have no deed in which we boast. In Christ only we rejoice. There is no favor to obtain. It's by grace alone that we proclaim. It's by grace alone that we proclaim. Now, let me break down this one line. The first line of verse 4 says, we have no deed in which we boast. And I want to read 1 Corinthians chapter 1, 26 through 31. More scripture. Did you hear that? I said, more verses of scripture. Yay. 26 through 31 say this. For consider your calling, brothers and sisters, that there were not many wise according to the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble, but God has chosen the foolish things of the world to shame the wise, and God has chosen the weak things of the world to shame the things which are strong, and the insignificant things of the world, and the despised God has chosen, the things that are not, so that he may nullify the things that are, so that no human may boast before God. But it is due to him that you are in Christ Jesus, who became to us wisdom from God and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. So that, just as it is written, let the one who boasts boast in the Lord. We have no deed in which we boast. Christian, you did nothing to contribute to your salvation. Congratulations, God saved you. Yes. And the next line of the song says this. So we have no deed in which we boast. Second line of verse 4 says, in Christ only we rejoice. Can you see why? We didn't do anything for our salvation. We rejoice in Christ. Galatians 6:14 says this, but far be it from me to boast, except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, through which the world has been crucified to me, and I to the world. Ladies and gentlemen, let's rejoice in Christ. Let's celebrate our Lord in spirit and in truth. And while we're at it, let's celebrate him with songs like this. Have a wonderful week, y'all. God bless.